and watch these three beautiful statements, all within five verses of each other. It's an amazing chapter. And the beloved disciple picked all this up. "I'll ask the Father," he said, "and he'll give you the Spirit to be with you forever." What an amazing, lovely gift. But then he goes on and says, Jesus says, "I'm coming to you." And in case you look still not sure, he goes on and says, "Look, my Father will love you and we will come to you. And we'll make our home in you." I think that's at the foundation of all genuine Christian mysticism, indwelling of the Trinity. Jesus loving his Father in your heart, and the love that's holding Jesus and the Father in communion is the Spirit. And that's all happening in you, in me, in fact, in every creature in different ways. But we're conscious of it, and we can name it and know it. And here's the text I referred to earlier. Jesus said, "It's finished. It's completed. He's done his Father's will as best he may." He'd have loved to have gone on for many years, and of course he would have, and everyone around him wanted him to stay, but he lived in a violent world and he was treated violently and he had no choice over it. And God's not going to intervene to change it, because God doesn't do that. Jesus said, "It's finished." He remained loving till his last breath. And here it is. He bowed his head and gave over his Spirit, the last breathing out of life back to God. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. And Scripture says they look on the one whom they've pierced. And that was seen as a symbol by John of, and by the early church, of the blood. The water is baptism and the blood is the Eucharist. The sacramental life of the church came from the heart of Jesus, pierced on Calvary and flooding the world with love. From his fullness, said John, at the end of the prologue, from his fullness, we, and you put yourself in there, we've all received from his fullness grace upon grace. Here's Jules Chevalier, the founder of our religious order, Missions of the Sacred Heart, and the Daughters of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Pauline is a member of that, of our sister group. And Terry and I, and I don't know who else is here at the moment. Stephen is kindly saying Mass for me over there, because I haven't learnt to bilocate, and I'm rather pleased at that. So he's saying the parish Mass, and Steve's caught up in other matters. So here we've got our founder saying, it's quite lovely. "The heart of God," he said, "descends in haste to his creation with the weight of an infinite love." Now, if I was there today, 120 something years after this was written, I would have nudged him and said, no, he didn't descend in haste. He emerged out of the wonderful creation from within. And Jules Chevalier said, "What have you been reading?" And I would have said, "I've been reading Dennis Edwards, and I've also been looking at the cosmos that you didn't know about." You ready? Anyhow, you get the idea. "The heart of God descends in haste to his creation with the weight of infinite love. And the heart of creation rises towards God, drawn by an attraction that dominates all others in it." It's expanding. It's in Jesus that the two hearts meet, the heart of God and the heart of creation. And they unite so profoundly that the two become one. He also wrote in his book on the Sacred Heart, written in 1900, "From the heart of Jesus pierced on Calvary, I see a new world coming forth. A great and life-giving world, inspired by love and mercy. A world which the church must perpetuate on the whole earth. Europe is trying to do what, thanks to Angela Merkel, among many others, I guess, but Europe's trying to do something for this terrible stuff that's happening in the ISIS and the rebellion. And Australia is the most selfish country in the world at the moment. So we've got to rage against that. We've got no right to be that humiliated, except if we do nothing, then we deserve it. But we've got to, the church has to be on the forefront of, I dream when every parish walks down the main road of every city in Australia and demands compassion. Pentecost, suddenly from heaven, there was a sound like the rush of a violent wind. It filled the entire house where they're sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, everyone receiving their own unique gift. And a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the birth of the church, dramatically.